You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Well, they weren't wearing hats yesterday, and if they weren't, they didn't have them in their hands either. But bankers, or former bankers, former captains of the financial industry, walked up the steps to the Treasury and met with Henry Paulson to hammer out a plan to recapitalize banks and stabilize financial markets. Details of that plan are going to be announced in about an hour by President Bush. They've pledged billions of dollars to recapitalize banks all over the world, the U.S. and European governments. And for an assessment of what this plan means for our financial future and exactly what is the mechanism for restoring confidence, we turn to market analyst Janet Tavakoli, who's founder and president of Tavakoli Structured Finance. She joins us from Chicago. Janet, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to talk to you. And I guess, you know, what is the difference between regulating a bank and owning a bank from the perspective of Henry Paulson?
Well, when he's owning the bank, we have potential to get upside in the investment in the banks. And, you know, it is great that we're having a coordinated effort because we are in serious trouble right now. But I think that we need to look at how we got into this trouble and what the effects of the Treasury policy and the worldwide policy are for us in the long term.
There's two issues there. One, it was a sort of series of bad judgments that led us here, some of those made by government officials. And it's going to be an expertise of investment savvy that's going to help us get out of this. And I'm wondering if people like Henry Paulson and the Senate Banking Committee have the sort of Warren Buffett-like investment expertise to move forward.
Well, they are making some key mistakes. And more than that, we have been lied to in some serious ways. Financial Paul Revere's, like myself, like Warren Buffett, like Jim Rogers, have been saying the red ink is coming. And here we are. Now, Warren Buffett was ignored, you know, when he brought forward these problems. And he did it in writing in his shareholder letters, and he did it in the public press, and he did it in his shareholder letters, which are available on the Berkshire Hathaway website. I've been writing about this for a long time. Jim Rogers has been all over the media talking about the problems. And now the Treasury, in an attempt to bail out Wall Street, which we have to do because it affects all of us, but we haven't taken care of some of the key problems, this is going to lead to inflation. And because we're in a period of slower economic growth, it will lead to stagflation, which is a very uncomfortable place to be. So how do we push back on that to minimize the inflationary effects of these policies? Well, to understand that, you have to understand how we got here, John. One of the problems that we've had is that the banks had a high degree of debt. Now, every homeowner can understand what that means. If you have a high degree of debt, let's say that you financed 100% of the purchase price of your home, you have a lot of debt. So if the price of your house, let's say it's a $100,000 house and you took out a $100,000 mortgage, if the price of your home drops by 10% to $90,000, you're $10,000 in the hole. So if you're highly leveraged, if you have a lot of debt, you want to make sure that the asset backing it is pretty bulletproof. And that isn't what the banks did. First of all, they have one problem in that their assets are a longer maturity than their borrowings. And that's a normal bank problem. All banks have that problem. But the banks created another problem, and this is the elephant in the room that no one is talking about, because they packaged some deals with loans that they knew were largely bad. Now, in a normal deal, maybe 20% would be a total write-off, but in some of the packages they created, 60% would be a total write-off.
And that's huge. And what we're going to see is those costs working their way through the economy and the government having to print money to cover some of those losses, which leads to the inflation side of the equation.
Exactly. And that's part of the problem, John. But the other part is that the reason the market hiccuped in such a big way Now, if I know for sure how much the losses are in each asset that I buy, I can deal with that. The market can deal with anything except uncertainty. But investment banks created uncertainty by using malicious mischief in some of these packages. In an effort to hide losses, they deliberately made some assets that were much worse than others. So the market doesn't know which is which.
Well, that's the detective story that's going to have to happen financially as we try to find out where the toxic assets are. And owning the bank presumably will make it easier for people like Henry Paulson to find that out. Janet Tavakoli, thanks so much for joining us. Janet Tavakoli is founder and president of Tavakoli Structured Finance and the author of the forthcoming book, Dear Mr. Buffett, When an Investor Learns 1,269 Miles from Wall Street. Adora?
And we're going to investigate a little bit something that Janet just...
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.